This comes as the Obama administration is considering what to do about the country's biggest car maker, General Motors. The company is fighting for its survival, as we know, and for General Motors, a key financial battle has turned into a standoff that involves four parties: GM, the White House, the Auto Workers Union, and GM's bondholders. Billions of dollars in bonds and health care benefits are at stake. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
When the government agreed to rescue GM last year, it set terms. Both the union and bondholders would have to take big losses on what the company owed them. As the deadline looms for the carmakers to prove it can actually survive, the bondholders and the union refused to make a deal.
There's a giant game of chicken going on.
That's Susan Helper. She teaches economics at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Helper says both sides are trying to do whatever they can to limit their losses, and nobody wants to go first.
The question is, who's going to accept less in terms of payments in the future? So who blinks first is going to determine who bears what sacrifice.
The bondholders bought GM's debt when it was mostly investment grade. Now, the company is offering just 33 cents on the dollar, and the rest in stock. The bondholders want a better deal, and they're worried the stock could be worthless. Why should the bondholders even consider this? In a word, bankruptcy. In court, they could get 0 cents on the dollar. The union is worried, too. In the past, GM has talked about giving them 50 cents on the dollar for retiree health care obligations. In bankruptcy, those benefits could also be wiped out. This is the White House's big stick: halting federal aid to GM and putting it in Chapter 11. Referring to Chrysler as well, President Obama reiterated the threat yesterday.
If they're not willing to make the changes and the restructurings that are necessary, then I'm not willing to have taxpayer money chase after bad money.
But a GM bankruptcy could cost tons of jobs and deepen the recession. And for now, both the bondholders and the union seem to be betting the White House won't go that far. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.